Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, you might be a first-time listener, you have bad memory. We are here on Building Fortunes Radio on Thursdays at this time, which is 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time with Janine Avila. And Janine is a gal that I met originally when she was a guest host on Doris Wood's MLMIA radio show that we used to do a while back. And Doris is a great friend of ours. She has recently passed away. For all those people that are unfamiliar with Doris, she was the original founder of the Multilevel Marketing International Association, and I always love to give Doris the credit that she deserves because she was probably one of the classiest people that I've ever met, one of the most positive that I've ever met in the MLM world. Well, Janine was a guest host for a couple of weeks on that radio show with Doris, and I always enjoyed having Janine there because I wound up shaking my head up and down as in agreement as opposed to left to right, like as in, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. So I was always, like, you know, really enjoying Janine's radio show, but she was a guest. So she was, you know, there and then gone. And then eventually what started to happen was Janine came back. She called me up. She was like my Jenny for Forrest Gump. She was like, I'm back. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, that's cool. All right. Can we do some more radio shows? So we've been doing this radio show consistently at this time, whether it's live or doing a replay. And you can always hear it if you go back to Janine's website. If you go to Janine Avila, Janine is easy to spell, J-A-N-I-N-E, and then Avila is A-V-I-L-A.com. So you can go do that. And also you can find it on, you know, Janine's so special, we actually made her own channel, buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. So you'll be able to go there and hear the different radio shows that we do. And sometimes we do the radio shows ourselves and we have some fun. Sometimes she brings a guest, and that's always really educational. And tonight I know she has a super special guest because I saw who it is. Like, I peeked behind the curtain. I said, oh, my gosh, it's really this gentleman? Oh, my gosh, this is going to be a good show. We better extend this radio show. So we usually do it for 30 minutes, but this time we're going to extend it for 45, and we could go for, you know, hours and hours after that because both of these individuals have a ton of information. So though I always playfully say that Janine and I are so old, you know, like, we're so old. We have lots of stories. The gentleman that she's going to be introducing, he's got a whole history in this industry that you want to learn from. So I want to just say, and just a great guy, so, and great reputation of being a great guy. So I want to kind of step out of the way as fast as I can and say, Janine, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you for that great introduction. And you're right. Our guest tonight, if you've seen any of the promotion that Morgan put up for the marketing of the show, is none other than Sam Castor. And he is a social entrepreneur, and he's got a very storied career. And like Peter just said, not only that, he's a nice guy. And I knew who Sam was. I'd heard of him. I've heard of his successes and what he had done and all of the lives that he had changed and the people he had helped through the company Manitech. And then I never met him. I knew who he was. And when somebody said to me, do you know who Sam Castor is? I said, well, of course. And then he said, but I said, I've never met him. And let's just call it Providence, God, directive, divine intervention. I ended up meeting him that very weekend here in Dallas. And it was amazing to me because it was, you know, when you meet those people that you feel like you've known forever, and we knew all the same people. So it was so interesting to me that we had never met before. But I asked him to be a guest on the show tonight because several reasons, because as you know, you can't buy your way onto this show. You don't pay for a spot like some of these shows do. These, on my show, it's people who are making a difference in the world, and they really care about people, and their word matters. And, you know, it's interesting, Peter, you're always referencing our mutual friend Doris. And Doris was a pioneer in the direct selling industry. But the common denominator with Doris and many of the people and why Doris and I connected was Doris cared about people. She cared about their future, their health, their families. She had adopted children. I had adopted children. Sam has adopted children. So there's a club somewhere of people that had, you know, all these adopted kids, and it's an amazing blessing. But tonight we're not here to talk about all of that. And what I do want to tell people, if you have limited time, and I did the promotion and I said, listen live while you drive, because I know a lot of people like to do that. But Sam and I are also going to do a Zoom, so you can see Sam. We can really share some of this information. I think it's that important and that valuable, and I believe you will too. And when I was talking to Sam, he told me about a book called The Disruptors. And I don't know what it says about me that I love that title so much, but I did. And the way Sam described it, social entrepreneurs reinventing business and society. Well, gee, I can't really think of something we need to do more right now. Social entrepreneurs, like, business is a sport, and it's fun when you learn how to do it. But when you can really be making a difference in the lives of people around you, and, you know, the question is, can business change the world, really? And, like, how do you do that? And Sam has been immersed in this, and he's been studying it. And he, as Peter said, he's got incredible stories. He is a disruptor. And I'm going to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for giving up your valuable time, because I know how busy you are. And all of our listeners, I know how busy you are. And some of you are doing things. You're in the car. You're listening and hoping that you'll get something that will really help, that can make your life and the lives of the people you love a little better. You know, and this show is called Building Fortunes Radio. And building a fortune, we're not talking about a big pile of money or a stack of money, not on this show. It's about creating income so you can live the life you want and pay attention to your family and do the things you want to do. So Sam is going to come on here tonight, and like Peter, I'm going to step aside, but I'm going to open with a question. So Sam, you... And you know, feel free to talk about whatever you want. But you obviously read The Disruptors, and I know there was a couple of other books you referenced. But what was it about this? You had built successful businesses in direct selling. What was it here that inspired you into action to really do this yourself, take it for a spin, and see what was that? I'm curious about that. Because there'll be people that'll hear this and they'll be interested. But what inspired Sam Castor into action?
Well, thanks, Janine. That was a great intro, too. Thank you very much. You know, for me, I have always been a pioneer, and I love disruptive technologies. I mean, I've referred to the technologies that I brought into the marketplace that way for as long as I can remember. And disruptive technologies challenge the status quo. In other words, they bring value into people's lives that go beyond what is normally accepted in the marketplace in any particular vertical market. It could be energy, it could be health, it could be a lot of different things. And what happens in industry is those that get there first and get established basically create the status quo. And a lot of times that's protected by the industry itself. Sometimes they get influence government to pass laws to protect their monopolies. A lot of those things occur. And so bringing disruptive technologies into the marketplace very seldom comes through the system that has been set up for the distribution of like technology. So anyway, I've always been a disruptor. Well, I was bringing a very unique product into the marketplace. It's called Ace Manning, and I licensed it from a company called Carrington Labs, who you and I are both familiar with, and the founder of that company. Yep. And so I had licensed that technology. It's very disruptive in the healthcare industry because, as its original use patent said, You know, this is effective for the treatment of any condition that requires the immune system intervention for recovery. And, you know, as I talked to the guys at Carrington about that, I said, well, isn't that every condition? They went, yeah, absolutely. That's why we're so excited about the technology. The problem is they were a pharmaceutical company, and they were all research pharmacologists. And this was not a drug. It was a nutrient. And so they had very little knowledge of how to bring this kind of disruptive technology into the market other than through the drug paradigm, which it would not go through. So I licensed it. I took it around the world. I built a company at the beginning. You mentioned Manitech. Built it to about $500 million a year business. In other words, very successful. I mean, you know, it's everything that an entrepreneur wants. You've got unique proprietary technology. It absolutely transforms people's lives. And you're the only one that can get it into the market because you have the exclusive rights. So all that stuff worked extremely well. But along the way, something happened that brought me here tonight. And that is that in 1997, so I started Manitech in 1994. In 1997, my wife and I were just starting our adoption process. We had been supporting orphanage organizations around the world, and we ended up adopting 5 kids. But I was in Romania, and I was talking to the head caregiver of a very large organization. You know, just conversation, and I just asked the question, what is your biggest problem? What problem exists in your organization that you cannot solve? Because I thought maybe I can contribute to a solution somehow. And she said, well, that's simple. It's the health of our children. She said, our kids are malnourished. They have poor sanitation in a lot of our facilities. They're stressed out. And that combination of influences causes immune deficiency. And once their immune systems crash, they become highly susceptible to chronic and infectious disease. And she said, so our kids are always sick, and one kid gets sick and they all get sick, and unfortunately, we have no access to modern health care, and even if we did, we couldn't afford it. And so we lose 30 to 40 children a year. And she said, that's our biggest problem. And I am sitting here with nature's most powerful immune-optimizing molecule called ACE Manage. Over $100 million worth of research validating its mechanism of action in human physiology. I mean, we knew everything about this. We knew exactly what it would do for those kids. So I said, look, I can help you in a way that you least expect it. So I told her about the ACE Man, and I said, I'm going to send it to you in a powdered form. And all I want you to do is, I'll show you how much, just put it in the food that the children are eating every day. You don't have to change their diet. Just add it to whatever they're eating, and it will convert whatever they eat into the most nourishing thing they will ever eat. And so they were excited to try that. They knew nothing about the technology, but they were just hopeful. And so we did that. At the end of the year, we reconnected, and she said, you're not going to believe what's happened. Our kids are healthier than we've ever seen them. And for the first time in over a decade, Janine, not one child died. And she said, and not only do we want it again next year, but everybody we're networked with in the orphanage industry all over the world has heard our story and wants to know how do they get access to it. Okay, so, you know, I had a for-profit business going. I expanded it to 26 countries, but, you know, these people would never participate in that. Had no money, had no resources. So I started a not-for-profit called Manna Relief. And just like all not-for-profits, we had to go out and compete for donations. That's the only thing harder than competing in the business world. In the business world, you can distinguish yourself through your unique technologies, your personalities, your compensation, all kinds of things. In charity, everybody does wonderful work. You know, there is no one-upsmanship in charity work. And it doesn't matter if you're running a crisis pregnancy center or the Boy Scouts, or it doesn't really matter. All of it is good. And so I found myself trying to raise money to meet the needs of literally millions of children. Because as our story networked, we got connected to presidents of countries, developing nations of the world, top doctors and researchers, caregiver organizations, and they mandated the distribution of our product that we would donate through their healthcare system because they had no other choice. And this was absolutely the most effective technology they had ever seen. And it really didn't matter what the kids were struggling with. The quality of life impact was absolute every time. Developing nations where kids have no access to health care, turning on their immune systems is the difference between life and death. Okay, so I'm trucking along building my Manatech business, trying to build my Mana Relief. But, you know, fundraising is just difficult. And you build a donor base, and then there's a glitch in the economy, and you lose 40% of your donors overnight. You got to go build that back up again. And every time you lose that portion, you have to, you know, reduce your giving that month of product. And so that's not fun. You had people that said, you know, caregivers going, wait a minute, you're going to cut me back. All of my kids need this. I need more, not less. So it was heartbreaking. And as I said, I had presidents of countries working with me in the distribution of this unique technology. In Mexico, I was working with the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, and his wife, Marta. And so I had to call him one day and say, I'm going to have to cut back the donation this month. We've had a, you know, a glitch in our economy. And Mrs. Fox goes, you know, you got to cut somebody else, not us, you know. And I heard that from everybody, of course. And I said, you know, it's just the charity model. It's unsustainable. And it is just not a good way to try to provide support on an ongoing basis. And I'm looking for anything that could give me a different model for doing this. And President Fox said, have you ever heard of the concept of social entrepreneurship? And I said, no. He said, it's a new breed of entrepreneur that is leveraging the economic power of the marketplace to provide sustainable solutions to the world's biggest problems. Only instead of begging for money for their charitable work, they go into the marketplace and compete. And they're good at it. And they raise enough money, because that's where all the money is in the marketplace. They raise enough money to actually fund global initiatives. And he said, I'm going to host the first international symposium on social entrepreneurship this summer. Two Nobel Prize winners have already been created through this platform of social business. You need to come. You need to learn. You need to become a disruptor. So that's a long answer to your question, but I went that summer, and it was like, that was my DNA. It was just identified. I am a social entrepreneur. I'm really skilled in business. I'm not skilled at fundraising. And I had a technology that could change the world. And that's the components that are necessary to be successful in social business.
Well, you know, I'm looking at this book because I've been carrying it around with me, and it's talking about having the mind of a maverick. And that's what's required for self. I mean, and like you said, and from what I know about you and what I've studied in this book, it must have been just like, oh, my gosh, here's the answer. And I do want to underscore and throw in there, when you're talking about Carrington Laboratories and the founder and the research, Clinton Howard must be looking down from heaven and just grinning from ear to ear tonight, because he dedicated his life's work to this. And I know that you and he had several conversations about getting this out to the world. And I just want to comment, and then I'll go right back to you, that one of the things I liked when I first heard this story, when you talked about the orphanage, and it's such an important quality of asking the question. You know, a lot of people assume we know what people need. And, you know, Peter, here's Sam, walks in there and says, what do you need? What's your biggest problem? And when they talk about the children, and you imagine these children just getting sick, and then they're all, you know, getting sick. But Sam didn't say, let me send you a bottle of capsules of ACE. I don't know how it came. But you didn't send them pills to take or capsules. You sent them powder so they could put it in their food, and you put it in their milk, didn't you, Sam?
Yeah, they put it in everything. I actually started looking for delivery systems for people that didn't cook product, you know, meals for kids every day. And one of the most successful we found is powdered milk. So we call that Mighty Milk. We put the ACE Manin in the powdered milk. And that's the number one food commodity for children in the world, so it works extremely well.
Well, that's good work. That's wonderful. So I don't know if you want to expand on that more, but I also have another question about something I heard you say that I want to bring up on the show tonight.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when I was listening to you speak at an event, I heard you talk about a drug versus a supplement, that a drug alters the physiology and a supplement supports it. Could you talk about that a little bit for our listeners?
Yeah, you know, we just mentioned Clinton Howard. I mean, Clinton was a doctor, and he's the one that started the project, and he recognized there was something in the fresh gel of aloe vera that caused an immune response unlike anything that existed in medicine. And, of course, the challenge of medicine is how do you support the body's normal functions of recovery? Drugs don't solve problems. You know, drugs medicate symptoms so that your body can ultimately heal itself. And drugs work by altering physiology. So if there's pain, sometimes you can alter the pain receptors. You know, if there's too little cholesterol or too much cholesterol or too little blood pressure or too much, you take a drug to alter that in some direction so that your body can do what it normally is designed to do, which is recover. But all of it requires recovery. So when Dr. Howard saw what this eighth man in technology, and here's the deal. You're thinking aloe vera, that's where it comes from. Well, everybody's got mm-hmm. aloe vera. Well, the problem is this was a molecule that was labile, which means 24 to 48 hours after you pick the leaf, it completely denatured the molecule, which means it lost all of its therapeutic effect. And that was actually good news because you can't patent a molecule in nature, but you can patent the stabilization of that molecule, which is through his brilliance he recognized. Okay, so now he stabilized it, filed and received over 30 patents, and their goal was to bring it to market as a drug because they were all pharmacologists. You know, this is going to change healthcare as we know it today. You've heard the term immunotherapy. Maybe mm-hmm. you have. It's the newest form of cancer treatment in the world. Well, immunotherapy is designed to just basically do one thing, help your immune system do what it's supposed to do. And so Clinton said, there's nothing like this in medicine. There's nothing like this in nature. I mean, this is going to be an incredible, you know, drug. Well, the problem is it was very threatening to that entire industry. It would be very disruptive to an industry that is one drug, one disease. To have all of a sudden a, quote, drug that could impact every condition out there that needed the immune system response for recovery, which is every condition. And so somehow that never got into the marketplace through pharmacology because, as the FDA said, you've defined a nutritional effect, not a drug effect. This doesn't cause an alteration to physiology, this ACE Manin. It supports normal physiology, which is actually a very good thing. But because of that, they said, you don't have a proven drug effect. We won't approve it. And, you know, I mean, everything works out the way it's supposed to. As a result of that, I got introduced to the company and had the opportunity to license it, bring it into the market, and ultimately to the world through Manna Relief. And we've sent the product to children in over 90 countries of the world. So that's the drug versus nutrient paradigm.
Well, I think that's what people inherently know, and some people don't know, and some people are like revolutionaries trying to get the world to know that. But thank you for breaking that down.
Sure.
Peter, do you have any questions? You've been awfully quiet. Oh, we need to go to our commercial break, Peter. I was so engaged.
Yeah, we're doing fine. I'm just listening in. What we'll do is let's do our commercial break, and then we'll ask Sam just a couple of quick questions real quick. So we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
So we are back. Here we are with Janine Avila, Sam Caster, and if you want to go hear this radio show again and share with other people, if you go back to either Janine's site, which is JanineAvila.com, or you can always go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows all over again. So Janine, you asked me real quick about Sam. You know, Sam's been around. I recognize his name from a real long time. When I first got started in the industry, I knew his name through the company that he had built, and he had a great reputation. He's a great speaker, a good man, hard worker, all those things, you know, all the positive accolades. The thing that I want to add or ask Sam now is, with all of your, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's decades in the industry, what makes these times even more important in the mission that you have right now? Because we've been through, you know, all the things we've been through, there's lots of confusion, if you will. We've had a plandemic, pandemic, whatever it was, as far as COVID is concerned. We're looking here at the U.S. as far as inflation. That's got to have a big impact on nutrition because it's so expensive to be able to eat the right way. So we have all of those types of challenges. There's stress, there's mental illness up the wazoo, and now we're coming up to the economic and political challenges of what might be happening in 2024 with the presidential and everything else election. Why is this really a good time to engage in the activities that you are doing right now?
Well, thanks. That's a lot of questions. So I'm gonna address a lot of what you just asked. So the timing. You know, when I went to the first International Symposium on Social Business in Mexico at the request of President Fox, I listened to basically what is the platform of social business and what are the keys to success? How do you change the world? The number one thing you do is you find a problem that there's no good solution to. And the biggest problem in the world today is the growing epidemic of poor health and disease. It will bankrupt more economies than everything else put together because it's growing at a rate that's twice the rate of inflation. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on. Our system that we call healthcare is really sick care. It's how do you medicate people for as long as you possibly can, you know, with standard of care medication. And that system, if it worked, we would be the healthiest nation on the planet. We consume 50% of all the pharmaceutical drugs taken in the world with less than 5% of the population. We spend 2 to 3 times more per person on health care. And so if money and drugs was the solution, we'd by far be the healthiest nation in the world. We are last in industrialized nations. We are first in heart disease, first in cancer, you know, first in diabetes. So something has gone terribly wrong in our society and our model. And so for the first time, and of course, I'll have to say that the whole thing around COVID and the mistrust that was created and the controversy around what is effective and what is not and what is mandated and what is not, all that built a lot of distrust within the system. So what that means is that people who are health challenged want to find better, safer, more effective solutions than falling into the funnel of sick care. And so the timing for the technology could not be better. And then you compound that, like you said, with the fact of, you know, our economy. You know, inflation is at runaway. I think somebody said the other day we have to spend $700 a month more just to live the same lifestyle that we did 3 years ago. So everybody is looking for multiple sources of income. Here's what I love about what we're bringing into the market. Number one, it's an incredible solution, you know, to the biggest challenge that exists in the world today, which is poor health and disease. Number two, it's unique and proprietary. Nobody else has access to the technology that we have. Number three, we're a social business. And there's a lot packed into that.
So what do I mean? Well, a lot of times people want to get into business, but at some point they have to talk to somebody about the product. And a lot of people feel very uncomfortable, you know, talking to their sphere of influence about buying something. Number one, they're afraid of rejection. What are they going to think of me? You know, what if it doesn't? All this kind of stuff. And so you've got that fear of rejection. So here's the benefit of social business. The platform that we use, which is best practice, is called Buy One, Give One. It's like a Tom's shoe. Every time somebody buys a product, we nourish a child. Doesn't matter what the product is, we give a 28-day supply to the child for a 28-day supply of product. So everybody, if they buy two products, we give two children. And so what that does is that opens the opportunity for a completely different discussion. Everybody wants to be healthier. Everybody wants more energy. Everybody wants to lose weight. I mean, all these things are known. The challenge is, how do you start a conversation? And in social business, you can start a conversation by just simply saying, listen, I'm involved with an organization that is saving the lives of the world's most vulnerable children. And I'd like you to spend a few minutes with me just so I can discuss with you how we do it. And if there's something there that is appealing to you, you'll help me fulfill my mission of, you know, getting to 1 million children this year. And it just changes the dynamic completely for anyone who wants to be a world changer but has a fear of failure, or a fear of I'm not a good salesperson, or a fear that I've never done this before, I don't have the right education. This is all about passion. This is all about passion in a technology base that will absolutely transform people's lives. And so all you got to do is get the story in front of them. Let us tell the story like we're doing tonight. You just have to open the door. And this is where social business comes into play, because as a disruptor, you can't take this technology to healthcare. Because it's not standard of care treatment for any condition. So it takes a people movement. And the world has never been changed by institutions or governments or you know, companies. It's always been changed by, I mean, big change has always come through people movements. And so you can invest yourself in a people movement that will change your life, the lives of the people that you know, and meet the needs of the world's most vulnerable children. And we pay you for doing that. So if you want to run a home-based business, you want something compelling, you want to make sure that you're part of making a difference in the world, you're tired of status quo, you want your life's work to account for something more than just a paycheck, social business is the solution. And I think we have the best social business technology in the world.
Well, that's what led me to SAM, Peter, because I was talking to a very dear friend of mine, and I was talking about my goals in my life, and I said this to him, I want to do something more meaningful than what I'm doing now. And I love what I'm doing, helping people to work from home, and I believe that matters because I see these kids who really need their parents now more than ever, and the parents are not able to be there, and then, you know, the pandemic came along and everybody learned that they could work from home, and we got to know each other a little better around the house and the families, but I learned about this social business, and I kind of first, you know, rolled my eyes and I said, okay, what is this, just another fancy word for direct sales, and we're like going to put a disguise on it, and that's not what it is. But what I love about it is the win-win aspect. Is that the balance is, how do we, you know, we all want to do, hopefully, we all want to do something more meaningful and important and help people. But at the same time, we have to take care of ourselves. And like when, you know, the goal, you hear the you know, commencement, the graduation speeches, and everybody wants to save the world. And then you get out in the world, and pretty soon your goal becomes keeping the lights on, you know, putting gas in the car and these kind of things, and life just starts taking you out. And when you find a place where you can be yourself and attempt to use your own unique personality, and if you're a disruptor, and I must be one, Sam, because I love it. The minute you talked about this book, I said, I got to get that book. I love that. And like I said, I don't know the psychology of what it says about me, but I want to disrupt status quo. I want to make a difference. And I want to make the world a better place before I leave. And when I listen to these stories about how you're not just saving the children that need nourishment, and we're teaching people about how to protect their own children right here in North America, in Dallas, in wherever you're listening from. And also, we're showing people how they can make some money from home and take care of themselves. So, you know, I know you've got to know this. Stress will take you out and make you sick. You know, in Scripture, it talks about a cheerful heart is medicine. And how many of us know people that got really stressed out about money and finances or a family situation, and the next thing you know, they're sick. And it just goes hand in hand. So I love the technology that I love. I mean, because of my relationship and my long-time friendship with Clinton Howard, it just warms my heart, for lack of a better word, to see what you're doing with his work and to know that you're getting it out to the world at a time when the world couldn't need it more. And I really mean that. And then helping people with their own finances and community, you know, being around people that are like-minded, that are doing positive things in the world. So anyway, I want to go back to you. Peter, I know I kind of took over here, but did you have any more questions for Sam?
All great stuff. But before we run out of time, I don't want to rush making sure that we know how people get in touch with Sam, how they find out about whatever he might be working on. So let's make sure we give whatever contact information, websites, anything else that he wants to give out now before we run out of time.
So, Janine.
That's a good idea, yeah.
You do that.
Okay, so what I would like to say, but number one is, if you came on late, I'm going to do a Zoom with Sam so we can see him and maybe we'll have some visuals, because I am so passionate about this work that he's doing and I want to help get it out to the world. I'm going to do a Zoom. And I know a lot of you are on our Avalanche website on Facebook or my Facebook or Janine Avila Live Show, but all you have to do if you want to get an invitation to the Zoom, and Sam agreed to do it, and we haven't even put a date on it yet, but we talked about it today because I knew, and it has been, by the way, Sam, I'm sitting here getting, I don't know if you guys could hear it, I've been getting text messages all throughout the show, people that are listening to the show that are saying, this show is fire, this show, this is important, thank you for doing this. So I'm really pleased. You can just send an email to info, everybody knows how to spell info, right, I-N-F-O, at JanineAvila.com, JanineAvila.com. And we'll get you on the list and send you out. And we're not going to, like, don't get freaked out, because we're not going to put you on a list and you're going to start getting all this stuff. All we're going to do is invite you to this Zoom. That's it. That's what you're giving us permission to do, and that's what we'll do. And I guarantee you, you will enjoy it. And if you want to share it with anyone, you can. I'll be posting it on my Facebook page. I'll be posting it on my Instagram and all LinkedIn, all that. Well, I say I mean Morgan. Morgan will be doing all that. Morgan's probably listening and saying she will. Morgan does a great job doing that. And so that's what we'll do. So you can also, if you don't like to send email or do it on the computer or you're on the road or you're driving, I have a number set up here, 214-984-0040, 214-984-0040. And if you listen to the menu, there's an option for the Janine Avila Live Radio Show. You just hit that one and just leave your information, and you can just say it, and we'll get in touch with you. So that's how you can find out more about it. So back to you, Sam.
Well, thanks. You know, we were talking about Clinton Howard and his desire to bring it into the market through his industry, healthcare. And it just could not come in. I want to tell you something encouraging. There are factions within the healthcare industry that are looking beyond standard of care. I mentioned immunotherapy. That's a great example. Immunotherapists are doctors that recognize that nothing heals or fights cancer more effectively in the human body than the human immune system. You can't burn it, poison it, or cut it as effectively as the immune system can recognize it and kill it. But obviously with compromised immune systems, people that become clinical, that's not working very well. And so what immunotherapy says is instead of giving people drugs and trying to kill everything in their body, and hopefully you kill more bad guys than good guys, why don't we try to help the immune system do what it's designed to do? And so the leading immunotherapist in America is Dr. Renee Hertie at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And I was doing a presentation a few years ago, and she came up to me and introduced herself. Their technology is called monoclonal antibodies. In other words, your immune system, if it sees and recognizes a cancer cell, will make an antibody that will attach to it and tell the immune system to kill it. If the immune system's not working well, that doesn't happen. So what they do is they go into a lab, they analyze the antigens on the surface of these cancer cells, and they make the antibodies in the lab. And then they flood the system with them, helping your body do what it's supposed to do. So they're not poisoning the body. They're not cutting it. You know, they're not burning it. They're helping it. But, you know, she told me all about her immunotherapy. She said, but the immune system is very complex, has a lot of moving parts. We're helping one. It's an important function, but we're helping one. I need an integrative support mechanism that will turn on the immune system to maximize the efficacy of our monoclonal antibodies. And she said, Ace Manning is the only technology that has ever shown scientifically to do what I'm looking for. So right now at the Mayo Clinic, they're using in their research our Ace Manning, the same thing that we give to kids all over the world who are struggling with their health, the same thing that we provide to consumers. They're using it in the most advanced research and technology and therapy for cancer treatment in the world as an integrative health support for their monoclonal antibody. So I want to encourage everybody, it's not as bad throughout the entire system as it may seem. There's bright lights out there that are coming towards us. And so I'm excited about being engaged in a technology that I absolutely know can transform, you know, one of the most important systems that exist in the world today, and that's the system of healthcare.
Sam, I just got a text from somebody that said, did he say the Mayo Clinic?
And he did say the Mayo Clinic.
He sure did.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not their oncology department. It's their research department. So they are research and developing technology for the treatment of cancer through immunotherapy. And so that's where they're located, and that's what they're using our product from an integrative support. In other words, it's not a drug. It's a nutrient that turns your immune system on so that the immunotherapy can maximize its effect on the body. Good stuff. It's exciting.
Good stuff. Well, and I know and you can learn more about this, like I said, and if you want to know, you're probably like, how can I get Ace Manning? I'd be saying that, and actually somebody texted me that. Send your information to info@JeaneAvila.com, and we'll get the information out to you. Sam, your company now is Alovea.
Correct.
And so you founded that company based on this whole disrupting social business platform. Is it 3.0? Am I getting
that
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, so
we're...
Yeah, and I realized I was going to have to start all over again if I wanted to do a social business. So I resigned from every business that I had and started Alovea. By the way, Alovea is A-L-O-V-E-A. As we say, love is in the middle of everything we do, including our name. So that's how you spell it.
So that's wonderful. So where are we at? So Peter, we got 1 minute. Do you have any closing questions or comments?
No, we're done. But for anybody that might be listening online live, you're going to get cut off. But for those people that called in, we'll still be able to continue this conversation. I just want to address that because some of the people are going to be cut off, so don't worry about that. You'll be able to hear this when we post it on buildingfortunesradio.com/Jeaneen, buildingfortunesradio.com/Jeaneen. The only thing that I'd say in closing is, you know, I know enough about Sam and his reputation and the work that he's done before to make the following statement. Anything that this man is doing, you want to learn about. So if you are listening in, I mean, you just want to plug in and learn. It'll probably be life-changing information and maybe life-saving information for many people that are super-duper important to you. I don't know how much more I can underline or make that more important, because this guy, this gentleman's reputation is just amazing, and his life's work is his life's work. I mean, and not taking advantage of him being willing to share with you, your families, people important to you, running a business with him. I mean, all the key ingredients are right here, right now. So just jump in, be on that Zoom, take it as far as you can, and just, you know, just watch the magic happen. So back to you, Janine.
Thank you.
Well, you know, and I just, as a,
you're welcome.
Just as a instant, a comment for people to think about, and Peter, you know me well enough, you'll see, like, well, you're not surprised at all. What I want everybody to know is it was yesterday that I asked Sam to be on this call tonight. And Sam cares so much about it. How many people would have said, well, I got to check my calendar, I got to see, I don't think so, I need more time to prepare. But when you are preaching what you practice and you care about people and you put things first, you make time for what matters in life. And I just thought, you know, I was just listening to him talk and I said, more people need to hear this. I need to get this on my show. And I asked him and he said, absolutely. And here we are, you know, no prep time. And this isn't something he had to figure out. This is what he lives. So I just want to thank you so much, Sam, for your what you're doing to save those kids and your passion and everything you're doing. I'm looking forward to doing the Zoom. Peter, thank you for giving us a little more time tonight on this call. Again, if you came in late and you want to get on the Zoom and you want more information, send an email to info@JanineAvila.com. Or if you just want to call and talk about it, call 214-984-0040 and listen to the menu, and it'll talk about when you get to the Janine and I of the live show, to push that and say whatever you want to say. So thank you all so much. Sam, thank you.
Yep.
We appreciate you. And
thanks.
I can't wait to do the Zoom.
Okay.
Yep, we'll see everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.